know as a fact that those individuals get good salaries and they could have afforded a mortgage because their work are guaranteed. These houses were built for poor people to try and struggle and get a little job and for their betterment, for their improvement. That's what the department was set up for, to build low-income houses that little small people can get in them and live. But people decide that, no, they look too good and they look too nice, they're too modern for black people to go in them, the poor people to go in them, and to put the services in them. And those people are guaranteed a job. They get a salary every month, whether they do or not. And those people could have afforded a mortgage. And the script has been changed once again in Barbados. We have people that are providing services to government departments that have not been paid now for 2 years going into three. They were given contracts to do work. And all like now, they haven't been paid. Or, if they have been paid, they have been given the smallest amount. And they're still in debt. Joyan, people are suffering up and down the country. But we are not speaking the right things in the right way. Everybody in Barbados that got an education believe that them just drop out the sky. Nobody connected to them were never a slave. And there are misconstrued ideas in this country that because we got an education, our four parents weren't bought or sold into slavery, and we are the descendants of such people. That is the difficulty in this country. And if we can recognize that reality, that all of us that look like this way, and some of the other people from the other side too, were given nothing. Nothing. At the end of slavery, they run them off the plantation. Run them off. But they didn't have nowhere to go. They didn't own the land. So they had to go right back to the plantation and continue as the same. The one or two that get away, that did whatever them had to do in order to survive, well, maybe that. But all of us have a slave for a parent somewhere down the line. We didn't drop out of the sky. And the same people over and over and over and over again, we asking for help. When in the first instant, they never lift a finger to help us.
Well, I often wonder when we talk about this black and white issue, for example, and why we don't get through as black people, whether it be loans and businesses and so on and so forth. The people who have to make the decisions are people who are of the same color as you and me. And so in a lot of cases, white people don't exactly pull people. In this day and age, in a lot of cases, not in all cases, in a lot of cases, we have to blame ourselves for our mentality, and that delays or stops us from growing as black people, if I could throw in that little 2 cents right there. I just want to correct something before I move ahead. One or two people are saying that I did indeed tell the gentleman, just because you say so and the scientists say so, and if I did, I do apologize. I meant to say, just because he said that, doesn't mean it's so, that we really should be guided by the science and not just from what we hear from other people. We need to be guided by the science. Down to Brass Tacks, you're on the air.
Good morning, Ms. Joyan. How are you doing?
I am very good. How are you?
I am good at that point. This morning, I happened to be out, and a friend of mine asked me, what you said yesterday on the program, that it was chopped up so much. I said it was, I know it was chopped. But I didn't say anything disrespectful concerning what he was saying. Well, the moderator got the right to cut out what he feels.
The moderator does not cut out anyone. The producer manages the show.
The producer have the right to cut what they feel is not radio worthy.
Yeah, because they have to protect you and themselves, and I think that was mentioned by the moderator yesterday and over again by other moderators. So, okay. So let's not go down that road again today.
What I said yesterday wasn't. I was straight. I was, to be honest, I was shooting straight.
Well, sometimes because they're trained to identify certain things.
I don't have no quarrel with it because I got that off my chest.
Okay.
But to be honest, I feel it is time that when we have MPs and the constituents got to throw licks in them, as long as they're not disrespectful, I feel the way the citizens say, give us the opportunity. Because when some person is good, it is talk good about them. And when some person isn't good, you can talk bad things about them. And I feel we should got the opportunity. But I know for sure that I can change my voting thing if I live to see the next election, because I would never vote for that individual again.
By being,
and then nothing he nor nobody can tell me that I want to hear from them concerning him. It's either I can change my voting rights to help support the party, or else I won't vote.
Let me ask you a question. When you're actually voting for someone, what do you look for? You look to follow what your parents followed and their parents, or you look for what the individual can bring to the table for the country and not for yourself. How do you do it?
In a constituency where I live, there's a lot of poor people. I don't ask that particular party if not for myself.
Okay.
You understand? Not for myself.
No, but I want you to listen to the question. What do you normally look for in an individual when you are placing your ex? How did you determine that?
I vote party. So whoever you bring, if you come in my constituency and run, I am a...
So if we brought, if somebody brings Gearbox to you, wants you in the same...
If they bring Dennis Johnson, they can vote for you.
But you're okay. I think Dennis would be an excellent choice. You would get a lot done.
honestly, I would influence people to vote for DJ.
Okay, but you're missing the point. I'm saying, would you then vote for a Gearbox if he was from that particular party? Because you said you vote party. Are you interested in what a party or person can do for the country? Are you just following a color?
What the person can do for the constituents and the country.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's Gearbox, I believe Gearbox can do it, I can vote for Gearbox.
And if you thought Gearbox could do it, but he was in the other side of another party, would you give Gearbox your vote?
In my party, I'm voting for you.
You see, but this is where I'm hopeful, and I respect you your way. I'm hopeful, and I understand that is beginning to change, and thank God it is, because I can't see how anybody in their right mind would follow anyone who is taking them down the wrong road, whether that be leaders or just the MP. How do you do that? You have a brain. You think for yourselves. You make your decisions, and you want what's best for yourself, your family, and your country. So if that person isn't doing that job, or even that party can't do that job, why would you follow them?
But from the inception of politics, in my opinion, I voted for one party. It never changed.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever consistently in, I will... To register in that country so I can support my party. So whoever they bring, I supported them. But you know, this time, if I still vote here, I have voted for that body.
Well, you're entitled to do it the way you... Listen, the way some people vote, a gentleman can come into the house and he looks smart in his clothes, and somebody can go, wow, boy, he has someone to give him my vote. You know, and this time he doesn't know anything. He doesn't know how to help people. He just... plays the part.
The most thing all they're looking to do is help themselves.
But you see, this is why if we don't look at other ways of how we choose people to represent us, we're going to find ourselves in trouble constantly.
Honestly, I don't go to no country. So you always choose no representative. Whoever the party stand in my area, and in my opinion, they're sincere, not disrespectful, kind. I will support them.
Okay. But I didn't hear the exchange yesterday, but I'll tell you this. If you, you know, sometimes if you feel that way about some individuals, it may benefit yourself to go to the constituency office and then have some exchange some words and to let them know how you feel personally about them. Well, that's more effective than radio sometimes, because he may not be listening.
No, he is listening. He's listening, because he's telling me how it is from this program and next program. He's listening. Thanks for saying hello, but that's
thank
all
you.
I wanted to say.
All right. Hope you feel better getting that off your chest. Down to brass tacks. You're on the air. Go ahead. Good morning. Brass tacks, good morning. All right. Let's go ahead to another caller. Brass tacks, good morning.
Okay.
Good morning. Yes, sir. You're on the air. Go
How
ahead.
How are you?
I'm good. And you?
Well, I'm living by the blessing of the Lord.
Okay.
This is Mrs. Haig, right?
Miss Haig, yes.
Yeah, Haig.
Yes, sir.
Well, I want to ask a question. Mm-hmm. Because I am this well educated, so I have to ask a question to get to try to see if I could get answers.
You need to turn. You can hear me good? Because I can hear a little feedback. All right.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I will turn it down for you.
Good.
Turn it down for you, please. You can hear me now? Can you hear me?
I can
now?
Hear. I'm hearing the feedback, but let's see if we can work with it.
Turn it down for you, please. Yeah, I am asking a question here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have a little problem here that I have to ask a question to see if I could get it solved. Now, in the next couple of days, I will be 92 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Yet still, I have to live off of the crumbs from the table. By the blessing of the Lord, I do try to live with them. Got a little with content is great gains as far as I learn. Why should a man like me, 92 years old, have to pay electric bill, water bill, land tax, all kind of things? Can you help me, or is anybody there to help me? I'm only getting 34 cents per day. Can anybody there to
help getting,
me?
I'm getting how much?
Anyone, the people like me. You hear the questions I put to you?
Yes.
I have to pay light bill. I have to pay water bill. I have to pay land tax. Where is Vinnie? Where is Straker Tenantry? Where is Tall Boy? Where is the man you call Patrick? And everybody jumping and shouting they want Nelson tech down and they want this body put there, the next place. But things that it should be interested to old people in the country who have dealt this. I was working from the time I was 13, and I am 77 now.
92. Soon.
I am 92 now, mm-hmm. and I was working from the time I was 13.
Right.
That means I put in about 70-something years of work out here,
mm-hmm.
and all I can get is 34 cents a day. Can mm-hmm. any of those people, the names that I call,
do you live alone by any chance?
No, I live with my wife.
Okay.
You want to come and live here too?
Oh, dear. Well, you got Deniska laughing and I'm blushing. You never know, I may need a lodging, but I come with luggage. I have children.
I can't take on children. No,
oh, dear. Well, then we can't come then. But thank you for the offer.
Beat me and run me out. I would like you to ask any of those names that I call,
mm-hmm.
please help the old people. A man, from the time a man was blessed enough to reach 85, he ain't got the right plan of life, man. The state can get advisors, they can get supervisors, mm-hmm. they can get detectors, and they can get deceivers.
Let me just say something before. I find that a lot of people, including what happens on this program from time to time,
mm-hmm.
depending on the topic, huh? You see, topics like yours, to me, for me personally, that would interest me. That would be like, I would stop everything to see what that is about and see how I can help. There are others that when you talk about Nelson, they rush to be on the front line to discuss it. There are those who want to see what, for whatever reason, a government mess up, and so that they can try to rush to tell everybody that this is what is happening. But you know, and people who fall in the same category, whether that be elderly people or...
Not only my one.
Right, there are a lot of people that need some help. And sometimes based on your intro, and for some people, it's not action. Some people go like, you boy, brass tacks was good today. And then there are other things where situations like yours don't get a lot of traction for some reason, but yet still everybody's complaining about what's happening to old people and what's happening to other people, be with their friends, but not necessarily publicly here on Brass Tacks. Because if I spoke about men beating women and women beating men and those types of issues, the board will light up like a Christmas tree.
Of course, you know? Of course.
I want to be able to respond to you when we come back after the break, because we do have to take a break. Just hold on a minute. Hi, is my 92-year-old friend there still?
I am still here, yes.
Oh,
please.
Good.
I am begging for some help. Because a man at 92, as I tell you, and I'm telling the whole of Barbados, if they are seeing we are better off now than 10 years, because you used to get up 10 years ago, this thing 10 years ago, you are better. Well, I want to know if the people in Barbados who is in the same position as me is better off now than 10 years ago. I don't matter if it's better off now or not, but I would like some help, and I would like all of those people who calls in day after day, they want Nelson tech down, they want this thing do, and give me some help, and I will be very, very grateful, because I try to live the best way I can with the little crimes they give me.
Mm-hmm.
I just try to use it the best way as I can. But if people can get kicked down from one place and then give another job to get more money, you better than move them. So therefore, I would like some help like anybody else. And may the Lord bless you and continue to keep you, that you will live until the Lord say amen. Thank you, Mr.
Well, can I just tell you something before you go? I would like to join you in that. And last year I made a public plea, and I don't think that people over a certain age should be paying land tax. I'm not even so sure why.
Electric bill?
But no, I can get to that. I mean, I'll get to, there's certain things I think after you've reached a certain age, you've paid your dues to society. And I really think that the land tax can be deactivated and then reactivated when the person passes on and the property then goes to a younger person, then you can reactivate the land tax. But I'm against this land tax thing after, because it's like you've paid for your home, you've paid off the bank, but you've never finished paying for it. You're paying for it forever because you're still paying land tax. So at your age, with the money that you were getting...
Yeah, the few pickings, but I made the best of it because my mother always learned me to join the LWC club, never join the any club.
The LWC club.
That. They had much education at school, but I still sit down sometimes and I try to think for myself, I ask questions. When I meet Uncle Sally, when the road, I would ask him questions. But I'm begging, not only for myself, but a lot of people out there that like me. And those names that I call are always on the radio every day, telling the leaders of the country what they should do and what they shouldn't do and what they shouldn't do. I beg them for some help. And if they can talk about it, let the authorities think about it. Thank you very much for listening to me. I oblige to you, ma'am.
Thank you so much, sir. So respectful. I agree with the caller, and I believe that in this country, the elderly, I think they need a little bit more of a break. Persons who don't have And I don't know if we're doing enough. I know there are people who do a lot of things. I go on social media, and you do see some people helping some others publicly and also behind the scenes. But I'm thinking now in a COVID environment, what is going to happen or what's happening? It's going to come crashing down if we don't nip it right now as fast as we can, in the best way we can. In particular, what I said earlier with families having to be put out on the street, as well as women living in abusive relationships in a COVID environment with a lockdown. We're hearing a little bit more cases of abuse, people having to leave their families. There's so many things happening in a negative way. There are a lot of positives too. But if we're not careful in this COVID environment, we're going to see a lot more of what I read yesterday with the abuse. We're going to see a lot more children being sexually assaulted. We're going to see a lot more job losses. However, let me just mention Sandals today in the news that they have reopened their doors. And I understand that a few hundred people will be getting back their jobs. So kudos then to Sandals for reopening in September at a time where you don't have a lot of tourists. But what about all of the other people right now? What's happening with you right now with as it relates to your NIS payments? I was told last week, and I thought it was 30,000 persons who were applying for NIS, but then I was told 40, and then last week I was told it's gone up to 50,000 persons. Now, if that is so, you have just under 300,000 people living here. And let's average our workforce at about 120,000 people. That's close to half of your workforce not employed. How are we going to manage? What are we going to do? How can we recreate ourselves? How can we keep our money here? How can we bring in more money with our exports? There's so many things that we have to do in order to keep afloat. And losing a job is certainly, it's a very hard thing, and especially at a time like this. Down to Brass Tacks, you're on the air.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Johnny. Yeah, it's something about it. Everybody ramping up red sandals, we're up, you see, and people being employed. But it's a word that hard. It might be harder than unemployment. Underemployment is a hard word. People say that you're employed, but underemployment is very bad. And you know, that is hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, that is all you have to say. Unemployment is harder than unemployment. It's real hard. It's like an improved slave. And you know, we'd like to wish you a good day and you take care
of it. So that's just your contribution underemployment as it relates to
unemployment. Instead of everybody around and keeping noise about hotel reopening and that sort of thing.
But isn't half of a loaf, even if you're underemployed, better than not having anything at all?
It ain't bad. But for a temporary stay instead of a constant, a long duration. For a temporary thing, and you use it for a spirit for a temporary time, short time. But the use a spirit there for a whole year. And work for a spirit there is a temporary new something. Okay?
No, okay. But I still think that I understand what you're saying, but I thought it was good news this morning when I heard that, and I said, well, some people will be getting back to work. There are a lot of people who had to take some cuts. There are people who want, I've seen some CVs recently, and a lot of them belong to hotel workers, and the qualifications were out of this world, and the job that they were applying for was certainly nowhere near, could pay them nothing close to what the level of qualifications that they have. There are people who work at gas stations right now that have degrees, and that's the best that can be done. And, you know, you just got to keep trying at it. So Sandals opening, reopening, I think it's going to get a little bit better, but I think it's going to get worse before it does.
Yeah.
With the season coming.
That's way too a temporary release of the spirit tire. But you can't use the spirit tire. Well, you must.
No, but at least the spirit tire can get you from point A to B where you need to go in order to get that new tire to continue your journey for a longer period.
Yes.
Okay. So that's the way sometimes, I guess, you could
Yeah, you've got to go to that sometimes.
Yes, you do.
Okay, enjoy the rest of your day.
And thank you so much, too. We'll read some WhatsApps. There's so many. I'm going to try my best to get through some. This person is here is saying, why are people paying MCTV every month, but yet some channels are not working and they have no sound? Can you get someone, and I believe that would be interesting to see if someone responds to that from the CBC. That one came in. Here is one on tax. I would only accept a deferral on land tax to the heirs, but people have to pay taxes. This is how the country gets revenue. I totally agree. This is how the country gets revenue. But if you're 80 years old, I'm thinking that you can give them a break on the land tax, and I'm sure that the property will be passed on to someone else, and then that person, then the land tax will be then reactivated. This other one here says, okay, this is taking us to another article of what I was referring to this morning, of a lady who claimed that she was abused, and apparently there is another site to the story, and that's the gentleman's side of the story. I have been accused, sitting here in this chair, that I favor the female side of things more so than the men, and I haven't read the story, but apparently a woman has accused a man of some abuse towards herself, and it seems to be a twist to the story, and he is now saying that may not be so. Now, in all fairness to men, and we can say this again, I've said it many times, there are a lot of cases where men do a lot of things that are not desirable at all. But equally, there are women who are responsible for themselves and how they react. And I'm not saying that when they react in a way that a man should respond, I'm saying that sometimes a woman can fuel a little bit more to a fire. And when you get the story, in particular when you have to go to the police station, men don't normally say that they were abused. Women would normally say that they were. A man would normally keep silent, and he would never actually say to the police that she hit me or she verbally abuses me, because it's then seen to the police, or should I say allegedly seen to the police, that the man is a weak man. So most men do not come forward when it comes to their abuse. So there's always two sides of the story. Now, we heard that Marsha Hines-Lane had weighed in on, as she constantly does, and that's part of her role, where she advocates for the abuse against women. And she does a pretty good job, and I'm hoping to hear from her, because I would like to get a response about from that story and her input as to a generalization of what is going on. But to be fair, I'm hoping that the caller who thinks that I'm only leaning towards the female side of things, that you know that I don't. There are cases where I would be the first to say there are women out there that, according to Bages, ain't easy, and they will take a man to the mental, if you want to put it that way. Men that probably will not be able to bounce back after a woman then says to them what she has to say. Most men don't even know how to function, and that's not to say belittling a man. I'm just saying that because they suffer in silence, a lot of them, they don't actually say anything, which then leads to things like we see about suicides and so on and so forth. And recently, we've seen a lot more suicides. We've also had a case here where it has been alleged that the young girl had committed suicide, but that is still under investigation. Very seldom do we see teenagers doing that in the way that it was done. Normally, if you're going to do that, other methods are normally used. So we're going to read some more WhatsApps and then take some calls, because I've been accused that I do not get through my WhatsApps. Good morning. I'm a regular listener to your program. I would like to reach out to the 92-year-old person to see if I can help him. This person says that they live in New York. and they've left a telephone number for them to respond. And then the other one here, I respectfully disagree with Grandpa. You've gotten what you've paid for so far, so you continue to pay for what you get if you still want it. However, if government should introduce a program to live a healthier lifestyle, grow your own food, etc., and you've made it to a ripe old age, then you could reap some benefits. I mean, you're assuming that the gentleman is physically able to do all of what you're saying. Other person here says, you'll be surprised when these old folks pass their ears and their... Let's read that again, because sometimes we have to edit in between. You'll be surprised when these old folks pass their ears, receive hundreds of thousands. They sell the property and keep the profits. Therefore, even if you give the older person a break, you must collect the taxes owed from the estate. That's simple. Of course, when we are talking about people getting a little bit of relief, we're talking about people who cannot afford, not people who have money and own a lot of property. Then, of course, they should be able to pay their taxes. Hi, Joanne. Another person reaching out here. Hi, Joanne. I might be able to help with the 92-year-old man's light issue. Please feel free to contact this person. They've left a number, and I will certainly pass on that information. The power of radio, which it's not only to be used, I believe, to complain. Because they're genuine complaints, and then they're complaints. But it's also great to know that there are people reaching out here to help. And that's really why I started my preamble about that. Those who are in need, those who want to get some help and means tests, etc., being done. So let me just go on here because we're having some difficulty now with the telephone lines. Good morning. I have been home. This is person, I believe, is what they wanted to write. Good morning. I have been home since March. I received my first check from the NIS in April. However, I was contacted 2 days ago by someone at the NIS, and that individual stated that she could not find my green paper. Wow. I explained that due to COVID, I was directed to a security guard who received the form. She then stated that the paper has to be somewhere in the office, but I can get a copy of the form. It would be good so that they can proceed with giving me the money. That place is something else. How much longer must I wait for what is rightfully mine? Another WhatsApper here says, sometimes the problem with having certain jobs is that it's possible that some people do better joint state benefits from a job because the pay and the conditions of service are so low and poor. Again, we are having problems with the phone line, so we're going to have to read these WhatsApps until we get it sorted out. Feel free to still try to call us, 434-1790, and to send us a WhatsApp message. It's 266-4862. This other WhatsApper says, this is a point of land tax, Ms. Haig. If you own the property, then you have to pay for it. I mean, okay, I understand, but I think you got to understand that the circumstances, everybody's circumstances, it's different. So if it is I can afford, then I should pay. If I can't afford, then I believe that a means test should be done so that you can determine whether or not I am eligible for some assistance. Again, the phone lines are blinking and then blinking off. Keep trying. 434-1790. Send us a WhatsApp message to 66-4862. So if I am talking your head off and we're reading WhatsApp message, it's because of the phone lines. We see them blinking and they shut down and then they're coming back on and then going off again. So hopefully we can get that problem rectified. Good morning. Can you please find out from Bra, what is the position with income tax refund from 215? I would like to know that myself too, which was allocated to tax certificates by tax certificates were never issued. And to date, I haven't received a refund. Several persons at BRA promised to return my call, but never did so. There's a lovely young lady at BRA who normally responds in a timely fashion if she can get through to the telephone lines I believe her name is Erica Lazar, the communications person. At this point, I'm sure a lot of people can use that money for September heading on to Christmas. So where are we with the tax returns for all of the months, years that some people are still asking about? I too am curious because I believe that they've missed out of 1 or 2 years that some people are waiting on. So I believe that we may have the telephone lines back up again so we can go back to them shortly. And I will wait on my producer to indicate if that is so. We'll read one more WhatsApp. The older person may not be liquid enough to pay the land tax, but when they die, the estate should pay the land taxes owed before the heirs can collect. Joanne, the 82-year-old man should apply to BRA for relief as a pensioner. 2015 tax. Somebody said they just got their 2015 tax return, that they got it back this morning. We're still on chatting and not getting the phone lines back. Just keep calling 434-1790 to send us a WhatsApp message, which you are doing, and we're grateful that you're doing that, 266-4862. It's nice to hear how expeditiously, people can offer assistance to others. What would be equally as compelling would be us all trying to be our brother's keeper and helping and sharing of our lives, money and energy to others. And that's exactly where I was coming from. We have to learn to share. I'm actually overjoyed with the response for the 92-year-old guy. Phone lines are back up and running. Thank you very much, producer, for whatever you did. Down to brass tacks, you're on the air. Good morning. Yes.
Good morning.
Yes, finally, we can hear you.
Oh, yes. This is my first time calling.
Well, welcome.
I would really like to know why government charges people more for unoccupied lands than lands that have houses on them. It is totally unfair, and I believe that we should not penalize people for investing in property.
How about if the land is occupied and it's your house versus if it's occupied and it's a commercial entity, would you then say, well, if it's generating an income, then maybe the taxes should be higher?
Yes, but these are unoccupied property, land that have no house on it,
mm-hmm.
yet government is charging you way more than a house there that is valued at $150,000.
Mm-hmm. Should be the opposite.
It should be the opposite.
Good point.
So I need someone to look into that because I don't think it is right. And that's my take for the day. Thank you.
Thank you again so much. We had two more callers, dropped out again. So the boards are now lighting up like a Christmas tree. I'll just read one more WhatsApp. Good morning. I haven't received any NIS in a while. And I called and spoke to someone and they told me that a check was sent out the previous day. This is now 4 weeks. I decided to go in yesterday and I was told no check sent. I had to explain that school is soon starting and I need to get school stuff for the kids. Again, NIS, always an issue. Down to brass tacks, you're on the air.
Good afternoon.
Good morning. Still early.
Good morning.
Yeah, please, you're racing the time. You're racing the time. You must be happy.
I am happy, yes.
Great.
Anyway, but one thing I'm not so happy about is these guys, you know, I don't know when something will be done, you know, with these, you know, the mufflers on the cars and the bikes with all the noise that would wake up, you know, the dead, especially coming through the residential areas, you know. I wonder when something will ever be done.
Have you reported?
Many times. You know,
the problem is to catch them, especially the bikers, because by the time you hear the noise, I mean, it's not long, they just zoom past and you hardly even get to see who it is, obviously. Same thing with the cars, because in most cases they're speeding and it's very difficult for the police to track them down.
Yeah, but you know, the ones that come through the residential area, this is a constant thing. So I'm sure there are people that know who they are, you know. And then nursing homes in the areas and maybe babies resting, you know, other people with health issues. This is terrible.
No, I agree. I believe you have to be certainly more considerate. There is a place and a time for that type of sport. I can't put down the bikes. I don't like fast cars. I used to ride motorbikes. So I do like them, but I would not, back in my day, I should say, I wouldn't do that. You know, we would normally trail bike, and there's places in the country, you go in gullies and you ride your motorcycle. But yeah. I certainly understand that you're trying to rest, and all of a sudden this thing just, you know, jumps the living daylights out of you.
Especially,
definitely. You got old people and babies.
Terrible. Yeah. Anyway, one other thing. You know what I could never understand? Why you have to, you buy your property, your house, everything, and you still have to pay a land tax. I could never, ever understand that.
Me neither. And if I were you, never. Like everybody else, I would ask a million-dollar question and say, listen, even if we do have to pay, at least ease us when we reach retirement age, especially when you're finished paying for your home, ease people with the land tax. Mm-hmm. When you die, and it goes to somebody else who's younger, then you can reactivate it all over again. Something. But I you never stop paying, it seems,
you know,
for your home.
I always say that the last bill that you would ever pay is the funeral bill. You'll be paying till you die.
Well, and there's some cases I understand that people who have to take out loans in order to bury some people too, and you know, they end up paying for the funeral 5 years, 10 years into it, paying monthly payments towards the funeral costs.
Yeah.
But it's hard. Look, there's a lot, and I mean, I can't stress this enough. There's so much going on. There's so much going on in so many ways that I just feel that if we can just get together and just not only rely on government, like, for example, someone sent a note here. Maybe I was wrong to say that they're new. I assumed that there were new shirts, but they said that they have 20 white shirts they would like to give away. And I would like to see more of that. Right now, people need help.
But
they need jobs.
Yes,
they need help.
Yeah. Well, actually, I do a lot of that. I do a lot of them. Yesterday, someone actually bought, you know, about 10 or 12 white shirts for me too, because it was a request. I sent it on a request because I do a lot of that.
Well, you know what? We could put a challenge out there. If there are 3,000 children that sat the 11 plus, there got to be 3,000 people out there that could be able to give a two school uniforms to children.
Yeah.
Call the manufacturers. Just say, look, I want to put some money there to facilitate two uniforms or something like that.
Yeah.
You don't even have to leave your name, because, you know, the true measure of a man is what he does when no one is looking. So you don't even have to broadcast that you've done it. Just call. There are two factories, I believe, that do that. And call them.
Yes.
Put some money there and give away.
Yeah, but I'm in an organization where we do help and we assist a lot, you know, every year, supplies, not only for this COVID, but this is a consistent thing. You know,
do you find that your requests have increased this year?
Definitely. Mm-hmm. But we are trying our best. Yes, definitely.
Well, kudos to you, and keep trying them.
Yes.
I'm not saying that people aren't doing. It's just that we need to do a little bit more. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Anyway, thank you very much.
Thank you, too. Down to Brass Tacks, 11:47, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Mohammed Nasser. How are you?
I am very good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Are the children all that?
Very good. Thank you for asking. Very, very good. Thanks.
All right. Good. I called. I'm going to have some interesting things going on this morning. But I want to first get into a little controversy thing here that I hope that everybody would have a debate on. The Prime Minister just said that about 80,000 people, short by about 80,000 people to keep this country going.
About 80,000, yes.
She's possibly that she's now looking to bring in 80,000. She wanted possibly bringing people permanently, not just for the couple of a year or two. So I want to say something to Barbadian people. I am asking you too. And I know I got Mr. Johnson there with you, but so he might be able to answer if he can, and I care too. Do you believe that a government should be talking of bringing 80,000 people into Barbados, where the population is, let's say, 280,000 before a referendum? I know she's not going to bring them overnight, as she bring them at all. But the question is, What is your opinion of introducing an idea in the heads of this, in the field of this country that 80,000 people that needed them, the possibility of not looking at, not letting them come as permanent residents?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think it's a little dangerous in this country? Do you
How so would it be dangerous, NASA, before I answer the question?
Very easy. Right now, we have about 280,000 of people that complain that 10% of the people control all the wealth and everything in the country. No, that's a fact. People still want about, black people got money in banks and all kinds. That's their foolishness. The little ends of money black people got in banks, if you can take it out and compile it into one, would be a lot of money. But it never will work that way. What I'm saying, if we bring people into this country that are wealthy and powerful, in less than another 15 years, you could guarantee that black people have no say at all in this country and just scarcely have any now. So we should have a referendum and let the people of Barbados determine if they want these people coming or not.
So was the alternative, NASA, if they said, no, we don't want them to come?
Listen, if the people of Barbados say no, mm-hmm. the people of Barbados are more intelligent than the Prime Minister could ever be, or that I could ever be, or you could ever be, or Desmond Jones could ever be. The people of Barbados are more intelligent than all of us. So therefore, the alternative is this, to make sure that we share the work in this country, that more people get opportunities to develop themselves, that industry starts back and start putting this country back on a track to generate life like it used to do before. But there's no way that nobody should be able to make, if you're in sound mind, and I know you are, so I don't mean that to you, I mean that to anyone.
Generally speaking, go ahead.
Right. If we have a strong mind, we should be able to make decisions for our children. And if people want to make decisions for our children, they should discuss it with us first. That don't mean that the Prime Minister might not be right, although I must admit, I'm not in 780,000 talk, just move these white people and all kind of foreign people in the country. Right now, the people in Barbados...
But why do they have to be white, NASA? They can't be black foreign people.
Black women. We don't get black people and money to come in. You think the government of Barbados won't bring poor people over here?
So you're saying that there are no rich black people really that would fall into that category?
You can laugh, I can tell you no. The majority of rich black people that in the world, like they don't know nothing about the Caribbean, they only concentrate from the European and American, Canada, South Africa, and they can't, but not even South Africa, no, but Australia and so on. But the average rich black people in the world seem not to be guided. That they should be able to move their resources.
But you know what, NASA, you know why I'm glad you called? I meant to ask you a question pertaining to this same black and white issue that you constantly are very passionate about. You are passionate about. When you're in this country and you would say that the white people control the wealth in this country?
You would say that too.
No, I'm asking. I just want your opinion. You would say, right? Now, the country is made up of predominantly black individuals of color.
Yeah.
But yet the white people have the money only, in your opinion, not the blacks, the whites.
No, I didn't.
I'm asking you.
I told you not long ago, and I'm sure you heard this, that a lot of black people have money in banks by the small pieces, and there's no way you can get them to unite those pieces to do anything. Did I not say that? I said that. What I am saying, let me tell you what I'm trying to say.
Okay. And then I'll tell you why I asked you the question. Go ahead.
Okay, you could answer. You know me. You could answer any question or anybody.
No, well, what I'm trying to say is if this, because you constantly talk about sharing the wealth and making sure people, I agree. But when it comes to getting money in this country or people who have to make the decisions that would allow you to get contracts and certain things, what color are these people that have that authority?
99.9% who come here with wealth are white people.
No, you're not answering the question. Who is the who? What color is the are the individuals in this country who sit behind a desk who determine if you can get a loan or not, or a contract that can give you more business, that can better your life? What color are these individuals?
You want me to do something? I hope you don't believe that because a black man in the bank has a manager that he got any say, because I hope you know that these black managers there and these managers, even if they're not black in the bank, don't have any more say. Years ago...
So you talk about responsibility without authority.
And that is a fact, and you know that too. You see, what puzzles me is that why are people so afraid? It's nothing to do with dislike. It's nothing to do with hate. It's nothing to do with common sense.
All right, but what I'm saying, and you haven't, in my, let me just say this then in a nutshell. This is my opinion. There are white people in this country with money. There are black people in this country with money. Clearly, there are probably more white people in this country with a little bit of money that we know of. If black people want opportunity, I'm thinking that black people need to help other black people to get that opportunity, including those who sit behind a desk who have positions that can make or break you. If, as opposed to if somebody white comes in, they're going to sign it quickly. But if somebody black comes in, it's a problem. It's people of our own color that actually do these things to us. But we'll be back after the regional roundup. Please don't hang up. We've got a full board and we'll be right back.